welcome back to the Iced Coffee Pod. It's been some time, but this is Alex
and Molly. I'm trying to figure out when the date is for our last one. I'm
looking it up. I want to say it's over a year ago.
Definitely over a year. So we've decided to bring this shit back up because it's been over a year and we've had quite some life changes. That's true. And it's time.
Yeah.
It's time.
We're back together again in Austin for the Moon Tower Comedy Festival.
May 26th, 2017.
So almost a year.
Yeah. It's been less than a year.
We're winning.
This podcast has gone through so many transformations.
So just like an idea, we are coming back and we're planning on powering through and doing it.
like we always do.
We are going to. We're going to keep it pretty simple, I think, is the plan. Just back to the roots. Two friends talking, minimal editing. Just listen to us like you were in the room.
Just gabbing.
Pretend we're friends.
Yeah.
Pretend like neither of us have social anxiety and would probably avoid talking to you in person.
Much like we did last night at the crowd work show, where we kept moving further and further away from Dan Soder.
Just as far away as possible as we could get, with still being able to see his cute face.
He's just the most adorable person.
He really is. So I think we're going to start with, like, what's been up. I'll start. I went through a nasty breakup. One of the reasons why we stopped recording. That's all I have to say about that. It's been a while. It's been about a year. That happened pretty much, I think, in June, in early June, late May. And I have a new boyfriend now who's legit.
So he's legit.
He's legit. Too legit to quit so far.
We'll see. You never know, but he seems like a great dude.
You really don't know. You really don't know.
If Molly has learned anything.
You really don't know. Other than that, what's new with me? I started my own yoga business, still working full time doing admin because, you know, can't quit that life. I need a day job. But I did get certified to teach yoga through Yoga Fit. And I am cramming in as many, teaching positions as I possibly can right now because I need the money.
You want to tell them your, like, handles, your social media?
Oh, yeah. So this is obviously Iced Coffee Pod. A quick segue. So we have our website for the podcast, and we've kind of developed it into a, like, I don't know, a platform for young women with their own paths. So it has, we changed it to icedcoffeelife.com, and on there you can find icedcoffeelife.com/podcast, and you can find all of our episodes, but you can also find my yoga page, which is icedcoffeelife.com/yoga, and also Alex has one for art, and Danielle has one for Zumba, and my sister's on there for her homemade chocolates. But my yoga stuff, I have my own Instagram and everything, and Facebook. So that's all Iced Coffee Yoga.
So get on there, follow that shit.
Get on there and follow that shit. See me do some yoga shit.
And if you're in the Maryland area, you can come to a class.
Yeah, totally. LA Fitness, Anytime Fitness. And right now I'm doing some classes in Patterson Park. So that's cool this summer. Check it out on Facebook. There was something else I wanted to say about the yoga thing. Oh, my page is also, it's like yoga and celiac. So that's been a new advancement too. I think we touched on it.
I think it was just,
you had just learned that you had celiac disease.
So it's been just a year now since I was diagnosed with celiac. So I've been dealing with that for this year. And I'm sure at a later date, we'll probably go into more detail about that. Maybe have like a little special, like 10-minute whatever on like that kind of stuff. But if you want updates, check out the Facebook and the Instagram, because I do post stuff about there about celiac as well. Just like really good places to eat, stuff that I found that is good. I have pretty severe celiac, so I have to be careful about cross-contamination and stuff. So if you're interested in that, check it out. If you have questions, feel free to ask me. If you're new to it, feel free to ask me, because I've been through some shit with it and I've sorted it out pretty well. I've got a handle on it.
What was happening a year ago? Since then, I think I had just gotten a new job, and it's really awesome. I'm still there. I just celebrated my 1 year anniversary. I also picked up another job in October, so I also work at a restaurant, and that's okay. I've met a lot of interesting people, and, yeah, it's...
It was your first hardcore restaurant job, right?
Right. I've only ever worked at a cafe. In food service. And so at the beginning, it kind of sucked and I hated every minute of it and I did not want to go in and I dreaded it and I wanted to quit. But now I actually really like it. It does, because I work so much, it kind of sucks to be exhausted all the time and have no free time. So I would say that's the worst. Also, like, cleaning bathroom sucks. But it has been really fun to meet new people and people that are very different from office workers and, yeah, that's been a cool part of it.
It's definitely a thing. Like I have said, and I was talking to her when she first kind of started working there. Like, I worked in a restaurant. I worked at Abuelos in Myrtle Beach for 7 years. And I've worked in restaurants before that. I worked at a Damon's in Perry Hall in Maryland before it got changed 10 times. But it's like a whole nother world working in a restaurant. And it's a whole nother world, and it's all the same. And when she started working there, I was telling her...
Every restaurant job is very similar.
It's very similar. When she started working there, I started telling her just a couple things.
Sorry, my dog is trying... Only backs up. That's the only way she could move, and she's trying to back up to an area where she can't go through it.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
She has a cruciate ligament problems. Okay. Hello, Edie.
She's a dump truck. She just backs up.
In a number of ways. In a number of ways.
But yeah, it's so similar everywhere you go. And I kind of feel like, and I've talked about this before, I feel like everybody should have to work in a restaurant for a while just because it really makes you put a whole new perspective on everything once you've been there for a little while.
Definitely. And I would say you earn a lot more respect for people that work in the service industry, yeah, for sure, and how little they get paid.
And a lot more disrespect for people that don't understand it.
Bad customers. Yeah, I've got a number of stories now.
Yeah.
But it is sort of a very, and Molly was like, you should watch the movie Waiting, and I watched it, and it's truer and truer every day.
It's so true. If you ever want to know what it's like to work in a restaurant, watch Waiting.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you watch it, and if you haven't worked in a restaurant, you don't think it's real. It's so real.
Hey there, Natasha. How's my favorite miner doing today?
I'm only a miner for another week.
Good answer.
There's a time in life,
hey man, how's it going?
When you almost have it all figured out.
Did I just wake up and realize I'm a loser?
Yeah, man.
I want to be a teacher, you know, or an electrical engineer, you know, anything.
Hey, could you put down the ice pick?
But until then, all you can do is wait. Everybody get
funky. Is everything prepared okay?
How about some dessert?
How would you like your steak prepared?
The 5 second rule, the 5 second rule.
Two, three.
We almost had to switch to the 10 second rule.
Exactly. So that's something that happened in my life. I also moved into a house recently, which is its whole thing. I have an issue with sharing a backyard fence with someone, a renter who has two dogs.
Horrible people.
Thank you. They have a German Shepherd of some kind and a Chihuahua. And so the German Shepherd barks low and tries to climb over the fence. And the Chihuahua barks really high and growls really high and tries to climb under the fence and also gets in the yard.
And has succeeded. Has succeeded.
I could move one rock right now and he would be in the yard in 2 minutes.
We should post a picture of it.
I could also record the sound.
Oh, yeah. We'll record the sound for next time. But we will post a picture on the podcast page of the tiny Chihuahua getting under the hole in the fence.
And I'm a dog lover. I'm probably the number one dog lover, but still,
these dogs suck.
I'm open to ideas.
and it is okay to say when animals suck, and it's not necessarily the animal's fault.
It's not the animal's fault, probably because I think that this is just a resident that got two dogs somehow, and is like, I'm not into this shit, and then put them in the backyard. Yeah. And especially with a working breed like a German Shepherd or a Lab, they have energy for days.
Right.
And so he can go back and forth in the yard for 6 hours and try to climb the fence. He just has that energy.
Well, and like I said, it's not their fault,
but
they suck.
But they're the worst.
And I kind of feel the same way with humans. Like, humans don't inherently suck.
Deep.
But some suck. And it's the same thing with animals. And I say the same thing about cats. Everybody knows that I love cats. Above and beyond a normal person's normal ability. But some cats suck. And these dogs suck. we both have very tragic animals.
Really,
and I'll start with mine. So we know that I have four cats, four fuzzy peanuts on Instagram. They are more successful than any other Instagram I run. And they're generally doing well. But I have two of the four cats. Murph, who is an older cat, has some dental problems. And
same.
Same. Oh, my God. Oh, I forgot we've done teeth updates for you.
It's ongoing.
So he has dental problems, and he also has a heart murmur. So we had a really tragic, really upsetting time period where I had to take him in for dental work, and they had to put him under. And there was, like, a high risk for him. He was a low risk, but in the high risk category for the dental work. He succeeded. He survived. He lives on. He's a powerhouse. But he also has arthritis and takes arthritis medicine every day. That's new and fun. And then my other cat, Hawkeye, who we thought was like a real beast of a cat. He's big and like meaty and like super just like he is. He's like a little bodybuilder cat. He has asthma and has mini asthma attacks all the time. And I lasted a while thinking that. So if you ever have a cat and you think that they're like throwing up. Yeah, like if you think that they're like throwing up. They all make the same kind of sound. And his asthma attacks sound very similar to that sound. And so I kind of just, like, let it go for a while. And then, like, one day I was like, I've, like, never seen him actually throw up. Maybe I should get this checked out. Turns out he is having asthma attacks. Aww. And is now he has to get a steroid shot every, like, I don't know. It's been, like, 3 months, and now he's due for one. So he's getting one on Monday, tomorrow, when I get back. We're recording this on Sunday, guys, an hour before my flight. Before we
like we always do. I think this is exactly what we did last time.
But that's it for pet update.
Yeah, my pet update is still the same. My dog needs a surgery that I'm putting off. Like a really great odor. Yeah, it's very expensive.
I let my cat have asthma attacks for like 7 months.
I mean, we're the biggest animal lovers, but sometimes you have financial constraints.
It's true. He's not dying. They're not dying.
Yeah, so they're stable. They're in stable condition.
She just tore all the stuffing out of the cigarette.
Yeah, I just bought an $8 toy at TJ Maxx for my dog.
Get the stuffing. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. it's all out over there. So, yeah, okay. So, next update for me is my summer sucks. Because, okay, I say that it sucks and it doesn't suck in case anybody is listening that should not hear this. My cousin is getting married, and I love her, and I grew up with her, and she is one of my best friends. Like, it means the world to me that she's getting married, and I love it, and I love the fiancé. He's awesome. Shout out to Tom. But It's a lot, guys. And I'm at this age, we're both at the age in our life where, like, neither of us are planning on getting married or having kids or doing really anything of the sort. But everybody that we know is. So this summer, I've had 2 baby showers, 3 bridal showers, and I'm going to have 2 weddings to go to. And it's a lot. And one of the weddings I'm in, my cousin's wedding, I'm in. And again, I love her to death, but this wedding is, like, it's a lot. And she is, I mean, it's just, it's going to be the biggest party of the century. And it's so overwhelming for someone that, you know, is kind of broke and, like, doesn't do shit. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to Vegas in a couple weeks for the bachelorette party, which is also going to be a lot of fun for someone that doesn't drink. Or stays up late. I go to bed at like 9 and I don't drink. So Vegas is for me.
It's made for you.
It is. It's going to be fun, but that's going to be my summer.
We're going to see Magic Mike and you'll be in the front row.
We are in the front row to see Magic Mike. So stay tuned for those pictures. I don't think there's really much anything else for update-wise. We can move on to Moon Tower.
Yeah, so this is the 3rd Moon Tower Molly and I have attended. How do you rank it?
2. Okay. I rank it 2 of the 3. Last year's was the worst.
I would agree. I think the first year was the best.
Yeah.
Much like American Horror Story.
so relatable. Yeah, this year it really wasn't bad. I think that the first year, every single show we went to was great. And we had a lot of fun the whole time. And I think that the comedians were much more interactive with people. And it was better organized.
Right.
I mean, if you even just look at, like, our pictures, we had so many pictures with comedians from the first year that, like...
I think part of that was our...
Just... what do they call it in The New Girl? The, we just watched that episode where she goes to the wedding. Oh, the Biden. Or you, like, hang around the entire time.
I mean, but, like, I was willing to do that this time, but they were gone.
Right.
Like, I feel like a lot of the shows that we went to the first time, like, they came out and, like, hung out. Yeah, at the shows. And they didn't do that this time or last time. It was, like, after the show, they were gone. They were nowhere.
And I wonder how much of that is we both have such an issue. I won't say that. We are administrative professionals and see things through that perspective. And I think both of us have like talked about what a dream job it would be to coordinate and organize something like this. And I wonder how much of the
staff there,
how much of the, how much of the lack of interaction with the comics and stuff is on the comics themselves or like how the event is organized.
Yeah. Well, and we had talked about that is like, this is our we both are comedy nerds. This is our passion, but yeah, and but it also kind of coincides with the fact that, like, we are both really uber organized and intelligent when it comes to things like this. And I kind of feel like the show, I mean, just thinking in logical terms, the show is run by a company, and the company hired people to do this, and they probably weren't like, hey, number one qualification, do you love comedy?
Right.
They were probably like, who should we just hire from this firm? Yeah. And they
also, it's largely volunteer run too, I think. And not super like passionate volunteers from my experience.
I yelled at a lot this time by this one lady. One lady yelled at us like 10 times. There's this one venue here that has one single bathroom downstairs and a bathroom upstairs with four stalls. And there was always a line for both. And we were waiting in a line on the downstairs bathroom, which was a single stall. And the show had ended. And she came out and she, like, yelled at us a few times to go upstairs because they were clearing out the place for the next show. And we were like, there's a line upstairs, too. Like, it's the same.
It probably took longer to go upstairs. But also, when we first picked up our badges, she was there. And Molly wanted to buy t-shirts, which we could see. And we were probably the only, like, 2 people around the reg desk.
Oh, there was no one else there. And we weren't rushing them.
We were very patient. And she was like, oh, I don't think we can handle that at this time. Transaction to buy a t-shirt.
You can see them.
Yeah.
So that's, I think that's, like, one of my as much as I love Moon Tower, I really wonder, I would love to know more about the inner workings of it. I would love to know more about the process for booking. I would love to know more about the comedian's perspective. Mm-hmm. I'm very curious about it.
I will also say, oh no, I would say just like we had, every day was really good except for Friday. Friday night, we kind of had a shitty night.
What did we do on Friday? Was that the Comedy Resistance?
It was the Comedy Resistance. Oh.
Yeah, so the Comedy Resistance was, it was like a politically themed show.
All of the other shows were great. Yeah. Big fans of all the other shows. And both of us are pretty open to alternative and political comedy.
True. I'm a political nerd too. I don't know if you guys know that about me.
I'm not, but I'm open to political comedy.
But we get along because I don't want to push my views on anybody. And I find politics more interesting in terms of like, how it works rather than like pushing my values on other people.
Sure.
So I'm definitely open to it. Molly's open to it. Some of my favorite comedians were part of this event, including David Cross and Maria Bamford. I don't know if David Cross is one of my favorite, but he's a really great comic. Yeah.
Sure.
And so on Friday night they had this event called the Comedy Resistance, which I'm guessing is also sort of like an organization that registers people to vote.
Started it. It's David Cross's organization.
Which is awesome. I mean, everybody getting involved in, you know, an effort is great.
And I'd like to say, too, they led us in the beginning to just believe that the Comedy Resistance is a comedy and musical, which we'll get to that, like, event that they do to get voters. That's what they led it as, which I am all for. I am all for standing in line while people are standing in line for a comedy show, going around and signing them up to vote. Totally all for that. I think that's proactive. I think it's nice. But it took a turn.
It did.
It took a turn for the dark side of politics. And
it started great.
It did. It started great.
I'm trying to think of, do we have a list of the comedians that were involved in it?
No.
Where's our researcher? So our assistant's bringing our list now. Hello. So let's see. Let me see if I can remember who were some of the ones that were up top. David Cross came on and introduced it. They had Maria, the Sklar brothers, Mike Birbiglia,
yes.
Some of the more local comics. They had some really great new comics and I can't remember their names. So I'm going to have to like look that up. So it started really great. There were short sets, funny stuff that was like vaguely political, but not like angry yet. And then randomly, like in the middle of the show, maybe not even in the middle, cause it felt like it was the end. It was like an hour in.
Like 2/4 in.
Yeah.
Two thirds.
Mm-hmm. So they brought out a musician.
Not a
Two quarters in. They brought out they brought out a math major. That's how like malleable my brain is. They brought out a musician who played like some alt rock, some like angsty rock about politics, which he explained what the song was at the beginning for both of them. And it kind of reminded me.
Funny.
No.
It wasn't funny. It was a super serious musician playing right after like 6-7 minute stand-up sets.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a serious musician comes out with some hardcore political
which
music.
Tough, you know, like that's tough. I have been to the, and I was saying to Molly, I saw Tig Notaro probably, oh god, like 6 years ago, if not more, in New York at Town Hall for something that was kind of similar to the show, because it had Ira Glass, who used to be like one of my favorite people ever, and I still really like him a lot, but I was like obsessed. Rachel Maddow, same, and a handful of musicians. And then a handful of comics, including Tig. And it was actually okay because none of the songs were super intense or dark or went on for too long and they kept it moving and it was fun. This one was interesting.
Also, can I just interrupt really quick? Also, you knew what you were getting into. And like you said, it's really claustrophobic. And for someone with social anxiety, like when you're sitting there for 2 hours in a tiny cramped room listening to a serious political lecture, you start to feel the walls closing in around you. And it was just like about halfway through, right around the music, I had it because I was like, seriously just beginning to feel the room getting smaller and smaller. And you can't do that
to
people.
Escape strategy.
No, like you're stuck.
I was like,
when the musician came on, I was like, oh, good time to leave. How do we get out of here? But they have the house lights down, and I'm so worried about those like narrow steps that are right in the middle of the theater that you have to go down.
Handrails. There's no handrails.
Yeah. And they change in height.
Yes. It's just
so it just wasn't a great combination.
But other than that one show, yeah, everything was great.
Yeah. Yesterday was phenomenal.
Fantastic. Joe Coy was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Tig was great. Awesome. Who else did we
see? Andy Kindler was just hanging in there the whole time. Every year we've had a different comic that we keep running into.
Yeah, so we were saying the first year it was Ari Shaffir. We saw Ari Shaffir literally everywhere we went.
Even just out.
Yeah, out. Yeah, in public. And then last year it was Dan Soder. We saw Dan Soder at every show we went
to. Not a problem.
Not a problem. I didn't have a problem with Ari Shaffir. Hey.
Even Andy Kindler.
Yeah, and then this year was Andy Kindler. We just saw him, like, at every show. It was so weird.
Sets are getting so strange, but I'm here for it.
I would say, besides, like, headliner shows, the show last night, the What's Your Fucking Deal, was, like, the best.
Sorry, my dog's scratching her back on the wall.
This week, her dog has realized that the walls here are slightly textured, and she can get a good scratch in. but, yeah, I think that's good for Moon Tower. I mean, yeah. I think next year we might be looking into going to just for laughs. Yeah. Is next year your 30th or is it the year after?
It's this year. Yeah.
So,
but we don't have to do anything special for it this year. We can put it off until next year.
Next year we'll go to just for laughs.
Would be so fun. I'm excited about the idea of it because Montreal's like such a cool city and I would love to go back.
My passport.
It's easy.
And then I think maybe in a couple years we might look into going to Edinburgh.
Fringe Festival.
Which would be awesome.
Yeah.
Moving on. Finishing up, let's go through our favorite topics as usual. What are our favorite shows going on right now?
Okay, so.
As YouTube is on the television set.
Right now we're watching Tom Daly.
I've heard of Tom Daly's vlogs, and it's.
He's a perfect human, and we can get into it in a minute. TV shows. Okay.
Final seasons of New Girl on Broad City. Sad.
Tear.
Rest in peace. What else? Bob's Burgers. We bonded over the fact that we both really love Bob's Burgers.
It's just such a piece of phenomenal television.
It really is. And we had a long conversation about it. I'm kind of picky. So I have a really thin line and I always try to explain to people I am a huge comedy nerd, but there are certain things that like I'm just not really into. And that includes stupid comedy. and there's just a fine line, and I always explain it to people, like, I like South Park, and I like, what's the other one?
King of the Hill.
I like South Park, I like The Simpsons, King of the Hill was really funny, Bob's Burgers. I don't like Family Guy, American Dad, anything on Adult Swim. the Rick and Morty stuff, I can't really get into it.
Yeah,
like,
not into it.
And it comes from a place, and I have the same opinion with music. It comes from a place of I understand the talent behind it, and I understand why people like it. It's just not for me. It's just too stupid.
Well, and one of the wonderful things about Bob's Burgers is that it's genuinely funny, and I can watch it by myself and enjoy it, and I can watch it with my family. Yeah.
Yeah, and there is something to be said about that, and I understand that, like, we're living in a world where, like, oh, well, your parents should, like, get open to, like, the weird, stupid shit, but, like, they don't. They don't, and not when they're talking about shit and stupid stuff like that. I'm just not a fan, but my mom thinks Bob's Burgers is hilarious, and she's 70 years old and leaning a little bit towards the conservative side.
Which also would include probably like Life in Pieces. My family, I introduced them to that and we watched like a whole season.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Edie's trying to kiss Molly.
I'm getting kisses. Oh,
she's a little creepy. She's like a frat boy.
She likes to get in the mouth.
Okay. And she doesn't really, she can't really walk on hardwood and she continues to try to. So Bob's Burgers, final seasons of New Girl and Broad City, and then were we going to also discuss YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube next. So what we've been watching, pretty much YouTube straight through this whole like time I've been here. Some of the highlights: Trisha Paytas, as usual. She is our everything. Through Trisha, we started watching Josh Peck's stuff, the Blog Squad, which I never thought I would be into a group like that. But, you know, they're like a fun group like that, but adult, yeah. Which is why I like them. It's not like stupid. No, it's not dumb little kids acting out. Like, they're smart people and they're all really funny. Josh Peck is in the group. I mean, you can't. So cute. And Jason Nash, which obviously everybody knows that Trisha and Jason are dating and they're everything. I forced my boyfriend to watch one of their mukbangs and it was everything. Also, I introduced Alex to Rylan Adams and Morgan, who... Yeah. So Rylan is Shane Dawson's boyfriend. They live together. And Morgan is Rylan's sister, who recently moved in with them. And they do really good vlogs. And we both have bonded over the fact that we're not really into the series videos on YouTube anymore. And that we kind of just like putting on vlogs in the background and watching them.
You mean like sit down videos and stuff?
Yeah. Just like.
I think my favorite so far was there's a video series where Shane, Garrett, and Ryland and Morgan go on a haunted ship.
Yeah, that's the Queen Mary. It's the best, but it's the most fun style. And yeah. I think it's just like
and it's like goofy as hell and so funny.
So funny. But like we mentioned earlier, we are into the Tom Daly vlogs too lately. Right. They're really good, and he's a perfect human.
Oh my God.
And his boyfriend is a perfect human.
Yeah, a lot of perfect gay couples.
Yeah, it's just like you want to watch them and then you want to be them and then you realize you don't have a penis.
But you still want to be them.
Yeah. I think that's about it.
All right, guys. Well, we will try our damn best to be regular.
So generally the plan is to keep our videos like this, our podcasts, our videos like this, kind of short, just like chatting, catching up, talking about something that we're interested in, just like a normal conversation. We'll probably put some music in the beginning and the end, but just leave it like if we were all having a conversation together. Make it very relatable, similar to the Trisha. And then I think every once in a while we might throw in some specials, kind of like we did for our Christmas special a year or so ago. We really, really enjoy doing that. So I think for like any kind of holidays or something special, this year Hallmark is coming out with a buttload of new Christmas movies. So be prepared for that mess later. But we'll probably be watching a couple themed stuff and talking about it. That's kind of been in the works for a while. We've talked about doing that. So I think that we're both really excited to do that as well. Other than that, I think that's it. Check us out. Check out the new website. Reach
ice
out
coffee,
to us.
Ice Coffee Life. IceCoffeeLife.com.
Yes. And you can just go to IceCoffeeLife.com, and then you can see information about all of us and the podcast and the episodes. It'll also still be on iTunes.
All right, everybody. Have a great day. Off to the airport. Back to Maryland. Bye.
How tragic, so early. I was gonna die young. Gotta continue.